going to switch off my video. There's something wrong with my camera. You are all welcome and good morning to everybody. Today, we are meeting with the SANDF. SANDF will be briefing us on a number of things. Amongst them, the question of the progress of the devolution of powers from Department of Public Works and Infrastructure, which is something that the committee was briefed on its oversight visit. Progress on Military One Hospital and so on and so forth. We'll hear from them. But you are all welcome, honorable members. And our support staff. I'm not sure whether Deputy Minister David Masson was on the platform. I was told him he might be on the platform.
I am, Chair. Good morning.
Good morning, Honorable DM. We are most welcome to the meeting. I asked Mashile to take who's leading the delegation from SNDF. I still don't have that, but the leadership of SNDF, you are welcome. I'm sure you'll introduce yourselves as you make your presentation. Yeah, I think that's members of the media, members of the public, you are most welcome to this meeting. The importance of SNDF in the security and sovereignty of our country can't be overemphasized. So this committee has been interacting with SNDF on a number of things to try and see what can be done, where we are. Do we still continue to being safe? Thank you very much. I will request the leader of the delegation to come in. You've got about 45 minutes to make your presentation. Leader of the delegation, please introduce yourselves. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes.
Before that, there's a second item, apologies. May I put it straight on record that we don't have official apologies received at the moment. If there are any, they will be announced at a later stage. Thank you, Chair.
But thank you very much. Before I forget, we also requested the Department of Public Works and Infrastructure to be in the meeting. They are in the meeting. That will help us if there are issues that that come up. They also sent us their presentation. They were not asked to make any presentation, just want them to be here. We'll get the presentation mainly from SNDF. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chair and members of the committee. My name is Dr. Thobekile Gamede. I am the Acting Secretary for Defence, and with me I have the Chief of Staff of the South African National Defence Force, General Ramatswana, and then I have the GOC, who is responsible for the work formation, General Nyamasiya, with his team. And Chair, he will make a presentation on the devolution of functions from DPW. I must say at the beginning that we have made some progress in some of the functions that we have taken from DPW. However, there are still projects that we are co-managing with them because they were already at an execution phase when we took over. So I'll ask General Nyamasiya to take us through. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Secretary.
Oh, okay. The general who will take us through is Brigadier General Kekana. who works directly with the project. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
Go ahead. It's on. The mic is on.
No, it's not our presentation, Dr.
Chair, that is not our presentation. That is public works that is on the screen.
Okay. All right.
Maubani, but why don't you give SNDF to the rights and they can deal with their
all right. Yeah. Okay. All right.
He's got it on the
no, yeah. We don't have.
Who should I make the calls? Dr. Kamede. Okay. I'm giving Dr. Kamede the right to say. All right.
I don't have presentation. Hello.
All right.
You have the right to know. All right. You have everything.
Yeah. Okay, Chair. If you don't mind, I would ask your secretary to load for us.
Okay.
Okay.
Load machine.
Okay.
Is that ours?
Yeah. It was flighted now.
It was flighted.
It was flighted ours. I
know, it's
wrong one. Yes.
This is a wrong one again.
Yes.
This slide, the SNDF slide.
Department of
Defense. Yeah, I'm just trying to find. Oh, it's there.
Yeah.
We do have this. Maybe you could just minimize that. Let's try to figure out.
Thank you.
Are we winning?
Yes, from our side we can see it now. Chair, can you see it please, from your side?
Not yet. No, we can't see it. We just see DOD.
Oh, yeah.
We're just seeing DOD, nothing on the screen except for that.
Are you sharing?
Sure. That one. Yes. Yes, please. And I can share. There is a share thing. Yeah, over there.
What is the share?
We are not given the line because it doesn't allow us.
No, we are disabled from this side, Chair, from sharing.
Let me check. Who is sharing? Is that Dr. Gamed? So that I can give them the co-hosting rights. Is that
it's
Dr.
DOD.
Gamed?
It's DOD. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Okay. I don't think it has given.
Maybe it's still.
Mashile and DOD, can we give you 5 minutes to sort out this?
Thank you, Chair.
Mashile, just coordinate. Oral members, my apologies. We're trying to sort out the sharing of the screen.
DOD, you've been given the rights. Can you try to fly it on the screen? DOD? DOD? You've been allocated co-hosting rights. In
Share screen.
Okay, share then.
Yes.
Where's the share?
It still says host disabled.
Host disabled.
It says host disabled participant. Okay. Are you sharing?
Yes.
Is it sharing now? Can you see us now, Che?
Yes. Yes, we can see you now. Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'm sorry about that. Apologies.
No problem. We're back in meeting. Thank you. You can continue, DOD.
Thank you very much. General Tekana will take us through.
Morning, Chairperson of the Standing Committee on Appropriation and members of the committee, the Deputy Minister of Finance, Director, permission to continue the presentation, sir.
Please continue. We were in your hands until after about 10:02.
Okay. The DOD presentation is mainly the briefing to the Standing Committee on Appropriations on the progress we made regarding the devolution of the infrastructure delivery functions from DPW to the DOD.
Next slide. Mashida, can you move it? Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So that is our scope, as depicted on the screen. Mostly the scope is what was given to us by the committee that it required us to come and make a presentation on. And then we'll do the introduction, the progress report of the project transferred from DPW to DOD, progress report and actual cost of all infrastructure projects transferred from DPWI to the DOD, a progress and detailed cost of the refurbishment of the Waterkloof Air Force Base fuel station and overall maintenance of residential building. Progress made on date to date and the actual cost on the infrastructure of the damaged section of the One Military Hospital and any other matter that might be useful to the community. Then lastly, any other challenges that we might have faced.
Next slide.
Our purpose, as indicated earlier on, is to provide the feedback to the Standing Committee on Appropriation on the implementation of the recommendations that were made regarding the devolution of functions from DPW to DOD, emanating from the previous meeting that was held in September 2022. Go to the next slide. In our introduction, in September 2022, the DOD, we did make a presentation as we were summoned by the SCOA on the devolution of functions from DPW to the DOD. And then during that presentation, the committee did make some recommendations that required to be implemented by the stakeholders in the whole process. I must indicate that the recommendations, as they are, they don't necessarily mean directly to the DOD. They also affect other stakeholders. The first recommendation, the manager responsible for the maintenance budget must have line management authority over the staff and service providers who did the work by improving the response time and quality of work by public works through improved Department of Health management. There must be initiative to increase the budget and to use it more efficiently through developing a provincial maintenance strategy along the line of the national maintenance strategy by establishing a work procedure to quickly assess and implement the maintenance. Next, please. And then also it indicated that the using of the service contract, using term contracts for the recurrent maintenance for quick response, monitoring the combined expenditure by provincial infrastructure district and hospital managers, which is more into the Department of Health rather than the DOD, also to increase the budget allocation for recurrent maintenance and backlog maintenance. Developing a detailed asset management plan for existing and new facilities. Using the updated service transformation plans to guide facilities. Now, in terms of the project transfer from DPW to the DOG, we can go to the next slide, please. In terms of the projects that were transferred from the DPW to DOG, since 2013-2014 financial year, up to 2020-2023 financial year, the DOG, we had 111 capital projects that were registered with the DPW for implementation on behalf of the DOG. Now, ever since we started with this project for devolution, 78 projects that were still in the planning phase with DPW, the DOG put them on hold so that they will allow us to do a proper reprioritization. Out of that 111 as well, 18 of the capital projects, we are currently co-managing them with the DPW since they are in the final stages of execution. They can be delivered at any given time from now and between now and in the next 2 years. And then 15 of those projects, they were delivered between the 2013-2014 financial year and the 2021-2022. Within the refurbishment project, we had 78 projects that we have registered. Currently, we have 11 projects that we are co-managing with DPW and DOD since those projects are in the final stage. Also, they can be delivered at any given time between now and in the next coming 2 years. Just a typing error, then we will correct it. A total of 63, not 62, a total of 63 projects from the refurbishment will be prioritized by the DOD for us to be able to execute. And four projects were delivered by DPW between 2014 and 2022. Next slide, please. In terms of the actual cost of projects that were transferred from DPW to DOG, of the projects that we have listed, most of the projects are the projects that were either registered with DPW as capital projects or as refurbishment projects. From those that were still in the planning phase since 2013-2014, from the capital and the refurbishment, those are the ones that we have reprioritized them as the DOG, and we are executing them by ourselves. These are the projects that are indicated on the screen. The Tabasana water and electricity supply, the upgrade thereof at a cost of 16 million. The renovation of two houses in the Western Cape at a cost of 6.2. The condition assessment and the refurbishment of the city hall and the old Air Force Warrant of Surplus in Tabasana at a cost of 26.8 million. The upgrade of the Defence College, part of at 43 million. The other project we are co-managing it with the DPW as part of the SADC, and on the cost for the refurbishment of Blenny and Loftus is 850 million. The first floor of One Military Hospital at the cost of 1.3, that is not funded. I must indicate as well. The Durban Naval Base, 10.7 million. The upgrade and refurbishment of the Bertha building at the Army headquarters at 240 million. The upgrade of facilities at the Langeban for our four special forces, 7.4 million. The sick bay in Western Cape, Borders Bay for the SA Navy, 7.3 million. Upgrade of our facilities at the 7th Medical Battalion, 4.2 million. The upgrade and refurbishment of a naval base in Summerstown, 87 million. That is more of our residential accommodation for our troops, as well as the standard accommodation in Tabatswane for our troops at the 19 million. Next slide, please. Can I request we jump this one? Just the difference in terms of the figures, how we wrote the figures is the same as the previous slide. But in total, Chair, the actual cost on the project that we said have taken from DTW is 2.6 billion. And then it must be indicated that the cost thereof, it has been done through reprioritization of funding from the operational budget within the DOD. It has never been taken from the defense estate budget. The money that we are still paying DPW, it has still been continuing paying. This has been a reprioritization within the DOD in terms of their operational budget. Next slide, please. The cost for to refurbish the Waterproof Air Force Base fuel station. I must indicate that the DOD, since the incident took place, we did contact the GBSA to undertake the project and advise us on the execution thereof. And they did make the following recommendations in terms of the priorities. Priority one was that the project is a, they indicated that the project is a specialized installation and it needs to be redirected to DPW as a priority. The second priority was that as the DOG, we need to consider contracting the current consultants on the installation since they've got all the knowledge of the fuel installation of the at the depots. And therefore, that if we do that, the consultants can then be subcontracted to DBSA in order to avoid the fruitless expenditure on the funds that have already been spent in contracting DBSA and also to save time. Therefore, in doing so, we'll be required to register the consultant as a single source within the DOD so that they can be appointed. Next slide, please. The actual cost for the refurbishment of One Military Hospital, there is no changes in this regard from the previous presentation in terms of the entire hospital. The building work still remains at 580 from the estimate that we have, and the medical equipment still stands at 799. The total cost is 1.3 billion. However, this does not include the cost of the damaged roof. The cost of the damaged roof still stands at 13.9 million, and then with an additional expenditure of 216. So far, the report that we got, nothing has happened. The status quo remained as it is. The roof is still not being fully fixed by the DPW. Next slide, please. In terms of the matter that might be useful to the committee, from the DOD side, we wish to indicate that in conjunction with CETA, in preparation of us devolving the functions as well, we have developed a system which we call a facility management system. And that system also allows us to be able to manage the utility services, including the rates and taxes, whereby we have trained 89 members to operate the system throughout our regional work unit in the provinces and the Defence Commission at the headquarters here in Pretoria. The system also allows us to be able to manage our immovable asset and to have an immovable asset register that is accurate in terms of allocating the facilities to the users within the department. Also on the system, we have a model of the maintenance. We have a maintenance model of which 189 members are trained already to operate the system throughout the provinces and our military town management and the formation headquarters. Secondly, the DOD has seconded the following members to be part of the field transfer to the DBSA on the project that they are executing on our behalf. We have sent one QS, the quantity surveyor. We have two civil engineers, and then we have two construction project managers. Those are the five members that we have seconded to DBSA so far on to work on the projects that we have contracted DBSA. Furthermore, in preparation for us to devolve, we have six members who are busy in the final stages of completing the real estate management courses with external institutions. Next slide, please. We have also developed a tailor-made course between us and the Tshwane University of Technology on the implementation of GIAMA. That is to ensure that our people are developed in terms of to be condition assessors and build inspectors. In that, we have 22 members who have completed that course so far. And then since DPW has indicated that they are going to increase the threshold of day-to-day maintenance to the level of 1 million per case, the DOD, we are in the final stage to get the service providers per province who will be able to respond to our emergency repairs and execute complex work that is beyond the capacity of our members. But the procurement process is on the rollout. It should be completed before the end of the financial year. Also, we'll be paying the rates and taxes. This function was done by DPW since it was separated from the municipal services. It was an entity on its own. Now we have taken it over. We'll be paying directly to the municipalities. And then we also have 162 leases that we have already started vetting them. And then those leases that we found to be legally sound, those leases, the DOG will take them over and execute the contract management. And those that we found to have some issues will continue to engage with DPW until we resolve such issues. And then lastly, we are in the process from the project that we indicated, 111 and 78, we are in the process whereby we are reprioritizing those projects that we were put on hold with DPW so that we can start the execution and the funding thereof. Next slide, please. In conclusion, just to indicate a few challenges, we would like to bring to the attention of the committee that from the official perspective between the DOJ and the DPW, it has been indicated by DPW officials that they are not going to participate in the devolution of the functions since they have not received instruction from their minister. So that in itself was a challenge for us to continue with the devolution of functions. Also, in some instances, the certain critical information that we request from DPW that is not coming forth, they are willing to share some of the critical information with us. Also, the EMH funds were expected to pay the EMH funds to DPW, which is accommodation charges. Those accommodation charges, they include the day-to-day maintenance, they include rates and taxes, which on the other hand, the DPW in some instances, they fail to pay those monies that were transferred over. Thank you very much. That is the end of the presentation.
Thank you, Brigadier General, for that presentation. I've just been told that there is a Honorable Minister of Defence, Honorable Thandi Modise. Good morning. Yeah, welcome, Minister. And also told that there is Honorable Minister Sihlezi Galala. Honorable ministers, you are welcome to the meeting. Right. Department of Public Works and Infrastructure. Any addition to what has just been said? Or you'll wait for the oral members to engage with you with the questions which they are having emanating from this from this presentation, and there are things that seem to touch both the departments, especially around progress in certain areas and very little progress in certain areas. Perhaps just to give the background to this the devolution of powers from public works. This committee found this project running, which was informed by a number of things, including that SNDF have got their own priorities when it comes to this, and they had been engaging with the Department of Defense, and they had defense and public works had been engaging, and they had agreed that there was going to be devolution. So the worry from our side as the committee is the pace with which it's taking place. One thing which came out loud and clear is that the defense being a security sensitive area, you also don't want civilians to be coming in and out of the defense areas, especially the barracks. So those were all the issues of which has been repeated of money being transferred to public works for sense for rates and other things, find that those things not happen as they're supposed to, and find that the finding goes back to the Department of Defense. So not necessarily the committee. The ministers had agreed that that should take place. So we came in and said, yes, we think that it makes sense, but we're more worried about its execution and the pace that it was taking, the pace it was happening at and the time it was taking. So that's where we are. Thank you very much, SNDF. I don't know, because there is Minister, is there something that you would like to add, Minister Modise?
If I might leave my camera off.
It's okay, Minister. As long as you can.
Good morning, and thank you very much. There is indeed, if there is any part of the South African National Defence Force that I am impressed with, it is the Works Commission. They have done what I think was a lot of good work at reasonable prices when we compared to what the public works, both in cost and in time and quality of work, have produced for the Department of Defense. And it was that reason that we undertook to sit down with then Minister of Public Works, Madeline, on the 100% devolution back into the defense. But we are now stuck because, one, there is a new minister, and Minister Zikalala and I have agreed to sit and discuss this matter. I do not think that from our side or from Minister Zikalala there will be issues. I think it is only polite that we put him on par on as to why the motivation was made and why it is important for us as defense to undertake. But the delay, to be honest, Chair, you are a former minister, deputy minister in finance. The financial discipline in the department of DOD must also be put back into line. And therefore, when we do this devolution, we also do not want to whet appetites that have so far been asleep. And therefore, we need to also be able to put in the checks and balances on how major programs will be monitored. When I came in as minister, I spoke about financial delegations to the different ranks and services. That has not been done. I have not been given that assurance that, in fact, that is being taken seriously. Now, until that is done, we will not do this devolution, Chair, because I do not want to put DOD into a more worse public financial scandal as it is right now. So we need to tidy up within defense quickly and then do. And then my last point is as to the 1 mil and the DBSA. It is true we agreed. We agreed with DBSA to continue with the continued maintenance and upgrading of 1 mil. But we got stuck on one simple matter. When we received the report on the corruption, we had then decided that there are certain companies which were flagged as having given people bribes. Those people are to be charged. And there is an insistence that that particular company must be part of it. As this department, as this ministry, we are saying, no, we are not going to continue with a company that is deliberately creating fraud and creating a financial misconduct amongst members in uniform. So we are there with the DBSA. So that matter still has to be flagged. And until we have flagged that, we will not have another second business with DBSA until we are sure that the departments and the partners they bring in are not going to continue with corruption within DOD. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Minister. From defense, Honorable Zikalala, do you want to say something?
Yes, I think we want to firstly appreciate the opportunity to have this engagement. As the department, I think the issues that we have been raised by the minister are quite serious, and we will take them up. With regard to devolution, I have said that we must meet with the minister, separate issues, take those that they want to take them
which they can do through their own capacity. I think I've written a letter requesting a meeting with the minister. I will continue to follow up with her so that we deal with issues, all of them together. There are other issues where we need their support. There are issues where we must assign them, devolve some mandate to them. So for me, it will be to pledge my commitment that we will meet as soon as the minister is available. I will meet her and ensure that where we need to devolve powers and functions, we do so. The principle of fighting corruption, I think we must all support it. And if there are companies that have been flagged, those companies must be taken through the treasury process and blacklist them. We will support that process. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Honorable Minister Sigalala. Thank you, and ministers. Honorable members, I think now it's our turn. Here's the presentation, and you also heard the ministers what they said. You know how we do it. Can I get indications of members who'd like to interact with the presentation?
Mare.
Honorable Mare.
Kwankwa.
Honorable Kwankwa.
Matafa.
Honorable Matafa. Honorable member. I've got Honorable Mare, Honorable Kwankwa, Honorable Matafa. Any other honorable member?
Kaiso.
Honorable Kaiso. Any other honorable member?
Langweni.
Honorable Langweni. Honorable Sheikh Imam. Okay. If there's any other honorable member must indicate. Honorable members, you know I don't give you time limit, but I know you do limit yourselves. Please raise your issues. DOD, please just note the questions. Then amongst yourselves, you'll decide who answers what. The Deputy Minister of Finance, are you back? Okay, he was kicked out of the system. Okay, let's start with you, Oral Mare. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. We should be disciplined. We are now in the army, but in short, I just must say I really support. And then it is like if there's a shift in work and in tenders, the money must follow the tenders and be allocated to that specific department. Then that should be. Otherwise, you can't go ahead. But I just want to ask a general question, and it comes from when I did our visit, an oversight visit to hospital in Pretoria. And I know that this is maybe not the point, but if I just give it a little bit back feedback, what happened in the last 2 years since we had or year that we did the site visit there, because it's quite awkward for specific operations that must be done. It has to be done. Have to be done by other private hospitals nearby, because the facility is not open at one military hospital. What is the status quo at this point in time? Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Mare. Honorable Kwankwa.
Chairperson, since we are dealing with the Department of Defense, Dilan Amajun, may I also ask for permission to proceed?
Please proceed.
I say Abulela John Lomkondo. Chairperson, thank you very much for the opportunity. Mine, really, I'm happy to see that there is some progress that is being made on this very important question of the devolution. Right, but my only concern, it seems like there are many projects that are being transferred from public works over to the Department of Defense, right? There's a slide, for example, that talks about millions upon millions of various projects. But what I'm not getting is a sense whether the Department of Defense, even if there are some of these are being transferred in a piecemeal fashion, obviously following whatever process, internal processes and policies that are required. But I'm not getting any sense as to whether or not there is internal capacity in the Department of Defense to be able to execute all of the projects that are being transferred from public works. Is there a transfer of skills that is taking place? I am aware, as one of the slides shows, that some of the projects are being co-managed between public works and the Department of Defense. But one would want to get an indication in instances where there is co-management, is there improvement in the turnaround time? Because remember, if you were saying that DPWI is a problem to a large extent in terms of being able to deliver projects on time, is there good progress that is being achieved in projects that are being co-managed? I'm asking that particular question to try and establish whether in some instances it would be necessary to co-manage projects and in other instances it might be necessary to transfer a particular project over to defense for security reasons, so that we have, where possible, have a dual-pronged approach of some kind, right? The other one would be to say there are 78 projects that were still in the planning phase, which were put on hold to enable DOD to reprioritize them. Some of them were registered in 2014. That is what the slide says, slide number 7. But one would also want to get an indication to say, if they've been put on hold, how long is that process going to take? When is the implementation of those projects?
Yeah, 7 minutes. So,
sorry?
Can it be afternoon?
Minister, please mute. Yeah, okay. Sorry.
Yes. So, in essence, Chair, what I'm asking for, apart from get an indication of these projects that we put on hold, what are the time frames and so on. But I do think what the kind of discussion that we probably require to have in future, I don't know whether it would be then the Department of Defense, the Portfolio Committee on Defense, or whether it would still be this Committee on Appropriations. I think that what is required in instances where there's a transfer of projects from DPWI to DOD is a proper project implementation plan, so that we can see those issues of time frames, the manpower. Then you are able to detect whether you have the capacity or defense has the capacity to implement the projects that they are taking over. Because you don't want to, on the one hand, try to solve the problem by taking it over from DPWI and create an even worse problem where we have an army that is only focusing on infrastructure and other things rather than protecting the country. The other issue, it has to concern the Minister of Public Works, that most government departments are going the route of the Development Bank of South Africa simply because of the weaknesses that are in the Department of Public Works. Parliament has done the same. The Defense is doing the same thing because of those issues. If we do not address the weaknesses in DPWI, there will be no need for the department to exist in the near future, because most departments are now going to follow suit and say we need DBSA instead of public works. Thank you. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Konkwa. Honorable Matafa.
Thank you very much, Chair. Good morning to you. Good morning to the ministers and DMs, members, and guests on the platform. Chair, let me start first by thanking the presentation and aligning myself with Honorable Konkwa, that this presentation really responds to what we have been asking for and the progress thereof in terms of the evolution of functions and responsibilities. I think, Chair, most of the points that I had noted have been asked or have been put in a different manner. But I'm going to also just underscore a few. I think I only have 3 points. And the first one is on the slide that Honorable Konkwa spoke about, where 78 projects have been listed as being in the planning phase and some of them delayed. as far back as 2014. Now, my question, Chair, and I'm also linking this question to slide 12, where the DOD takes us through a system which I'll call a maintenance oversight structure within the DOD. My question would be, in terms of projects that are being executed, or let's say programs and projects in totality, do we have a fully fledged project management unit, or will slide 12 be an indicative of what structure the DOD will rely on to ensure that projects are planned, executed, monitored, and closed off in within budget and within the required time frame? I'm raising this, Chair, because I see a weakness that if you have 78 projects that are coming from 2014, there would have been a dropping of the ball somewhere in the process, because it means that those projects were only in that phase and did not move forward. So I think the lack of oversight today. So if the DOD does not have the project management unit, and if slide 12 is not representative of what I think would be the structure they will rely on, what measures are they going to put in place to ensure that what they have encountered with these projects coming from 2014 is not repeated? Honorable Kwankwa Chair asks if whether the projects being transferred from public works to DOD are followed by skills. I further want to expand and ask if whether are they followed by funds, because the budgets have been indicated, but I did not get correctly if whether will the budgets that were allocated for this project in the public works department will follow this particular project. I've heard the presenter speaking about reprioritizing of funds. We know that DOD had experienced budget cuts. So if they're going to reprioritize, which other areas are going to suffer if the funds are not following the project? If the funds are following the project, then my question is mute and I'll be happy with that, Chair. The second last point is on the issue that Honorable Mare raised in terms of the feedback as far as our oversight visit is concerned. In their response, I'm asking for the DOD to speak specifically on the fuel depot at the Waterkloof Air Base that was engulfed by fire. And I'm raising this, Chair, because you would remember that this is what drew most attention of the committee, to say there were other means of channeling fuel into the depot for usage by vehicles and other fuel machinery that requires fuel, which were abandoned. And there was a view that maybe they need to be revisited. So I'm just interested to find out specifically on that particular item, how far are they? The last one, Chair, is on the issue of leases. I see we still speak of leases too much. As a committee, we had raised a view and a question to find out what is government doing to ensure that we move away from leasing from the private sector, but where possible, we build assets that are purpose-built, meaning that it would be a structure for the military use, or it would be a structure for home affairs use, as an example. Then you don't have to retrofit or re-engineer a building that has been acquired from a private entity. My question, is there a view that maybe going forward, as we move out of this lease agreement, are we intending to build purpose-fit assets or buildings so that they are able to support the required functioning of the military going forward? I will pause there, Chair, but once again, thank you for the presentation. It's really helping us going forward as an oversight committee. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Ron Matafa. Honorable Kaiso.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. Firstly, Chair, I just want to the Chair to take care of the IFO, which is unknown here, to remove it, proposed to be removed from the platform. Okay. Yes, most of the issues that I wanted to raise, my colleagues have actually taken them off. I just have only just few things to raise here and thank for the presentation by the Department of Defense, the ministry, led by the minister, and the input of the Department of Public Works from Minister Sihle Kalala. Honorable Chair, last time we had an oversight visit and we raised most of these issues and made a recommendation moving forward. And to this extent, we've already submitted a report. So let me upfront also join members who appreciate the developments, progress in as far as defense is moving. Since that period under review, and because it was very critical that these matters that we raised during the oversight and the progress report we received up to date, because after listening to the presentation made by the defense official, one could pick up a very serious problem if we do not act. These matters are not being addressed recently, which would affect the security of the country. One really can imagine where the defense force is struggling to prop up its, special forces infrastructure, naval base, and all those important areas. There's still a struggle. So imagine in a very difficult situation which the country might face, have to face. Our story is still yet to be fixed on those critical areas that the defense official has spoken about, has presented about. But at the same time, Chair, I also want to agree with Honorable Mata for that. Given the fact that there's going to be a massive project that are going to run, it really calls for a closer look as to areas of expenditure control measures there, which will be have to be exercised with stricter control given the situation of our finance. So it will be prudent that at times during the execution of this mass project, the Office of the Auditor General is brought in a way to monitor closely the developments around execution of this project, of this kind of magnitude expenditure. So I think one would propose that the Office of the Auditor General must find its way to come closer in this space. And during the execution, we also must be appraised through a report, either quarterly or so, given the history of the devolution of powers to one such big department from one big department to another big department, so that we have a thorough experience of what it actually entails. It will also give us a clear picture moving ahead. Should any such situation arise, then we know how to handle it in future. How can it be handled? But if the worrying factor then, which was raised by the minister with regard to the issues of delegation of finance and et cetera, I hope that these issues should have to be ironed out as early as possible, such that now all the projects run smoothly. It was not supposed to be an issue, but it has to be addressed urgently. The issue of the financial delegation, because it seems, if I've listened to the minister, is that it's one problem which is very central to the delays. So the department has to, there has to be a quick look at that and that be fast tracked, such that now it is not an issue when it comes to acquisition of the task as outlined. I would also want to agree with Honorable Matan for that. In fact, Honorable Chair, my impression is that there had already been a budget which has been made from the Department of Public Works for Infrastructure with regard to the same project or powers that are to be devolved to the Defence Force. They come up with what was already there in the public works, if I'm not mistaken. So I would think that maybe something that has to start from the scratch. All the movement must be followed by its financial component of it as it moves downwards to the DOT. That is my general understanding. Unless maybe we are briefed by to say the public works has never had any cent from the budget from the department initially, when this initially, therefore there was a zero budget during the decision. But my impression is that all the time the Department of Public Works has had budget to do infrastructure, so it must automatically then follow the development of powers to the Department of Defense. It shouldn't be. One question, last question, what is the value of the total projects as put forward here? I didn't quite get it clearly. Does this include the current situation of the finance, performance, or what is the picture actually? I didn't get the actual value of this project, the total. Yes. So I'll end here, Chairperson. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Kaiso. Honorable Tlangeni, please come in.
Thank you very much, Chair. Mine is on the prioritizations of the projects. Which criteria does the department use to prioritize their projects? And number two, on slide 8 and 9, there's a list of projects that is funded in the current budget allocation of the department. Can we have maybe a completion date of that projects that are listed there? And then on that listed projects, Chair, when we were there on the oversight, we have seen that in the area of Tswane, there's a lot of sinkholes, and I don't see it on the list of projects or even allocations made towards servicing, or I don't know what can be done, the servicing those type of sinkholes that we are experiencing in Tswane. So I think that is the three from me, Chair. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Honorable Sheikh Imam.
Yes, thank you very much, Chairperson. I've got my video off because of convenience. Okay, my first question is, yes, indeed, I think my colleagues have touched on some of the issues, particularly on the issue of now that the projects are being moved, will the budget follow? Of course, my understanding, yes. But be that as it may, does the Department of Defense have the necessary capacity to be able to implement this project and produce satisfactory results, given the fact that the Department of Defense is not in the business of course, building and projects and that nature? However, the question attached to that is my question that many years ago, the Department of Defense was very well skilled when it came to maintenance and implementing projects, taking on construction and things. So the question there is that the status quo at the moment? Does the department have that necessary capacity and things? And what are the cost implications in terms of administration, including human resource and things, when it moves from one department to the other? Then the next question is to the Department of Public Works. What is the reason that Department of Public Works is always found to be lacking when it comes to the implementing of projects on the maintenance of government buildings? In fact, many departments have always complained about that. And what I think we've never got into is to establish what is the challenges that the Department of Public Works faces, or what are the difficulties for them to be in being able to implement and ensure maintenance and things take place timeously. And now again, the same question to the Department of Public Works. Now that all these projects are going to move over, which means that the human resource that you have, some of them may become redundant based on the fact that a lot of this work is being taken away. Is there going to be a saving? Is there going to be retrenchments? Or is some of these skills also going to be moved over to the Department of Defense? Yeah, I think these are just the questions that I have in mind. And whether you intend to do the same with all the other departments that also got concerns that they raised, the department, the police services, have always complained, the health sector has always complained about their infrastructure not being maintained and things. So would we be see this in the future also? Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Sheikh Imam. Honorable Nzana.
Yes, thanks, Chairperson. Thanks. I've ultimately managed to be at a point where I could get the meeting. I picked on the Minister of Defense when she was in her last paragraphs of her input, but I could get the gist. Sir, my concerns and questions have been partly addressed by Honorable Nkwankwom and Honorable Matavu. Putting the question of, as put by Honorable Sheikh Imam now, but putting it the other way around, to the Minister of Defense, aren't we going to see flooding of projects into the department in the light of the fact that we have got these 78 plus projects which have been put on hold, and that true, you have projects which it's a pity my eyes couldn't quickly run through the list, are actually not there. For instance, we have been talking about the Kashas Neck border, which has to be, you know, revamped and redone. I didn't see it. Perhaps it's there, but I couldn't see. Which also affects beyond just the question of sovereignty and defense. It also affects the social needs of Matatiel and surrounding areas. We can't manage there, even the grant and everything, because of legal and JPI, Chairperson. But then, this one also decoupled by this question of flooding. This issue, we grew up, Chairperson, understanding that the Department of Defense is the department which would always wake up and address emergency issues, like when there are floods and all. Now, if now there is this wholesale devolution of the functions to the department, will there be that space of assuring that if there is any kind of emergency and anything which trickles the alarm bells of the country, then the Department of Defense would be able to wake up and run with those, despite the normal functions which are now devolved to the department. Thanks, Chairperson. Thanks. Thanks for the presentation. I got the presentation that I said, and I'm very happy that the two ministers I hear to explain, and perhaps I'm not sure if the two ministers chair will be able to respond now and today. That should this be the trend, that if the Department of Public Works and Infrastructure is unable to perform to its standard, then departments which benefit from infrastructure development would then have this kind of situation, if I can call it, that they have this do it on their own approach. Why not get into details and see what is it that is affecting that particular Department of Public Works and Infrastructure, so that we don't see this massive devolution of functions from the department to the sister department. Thanks, Chairperson. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much, honorable members. But before I come in, let me check. Honorable Mared, is there anything that you'd like to add?
Mare? I'm fine, sir. I'm fine.
Chair, just 10 seconds of your time. Honorable Mustafa mentioned an important point, indeed, which we discovered when we went on oversight. The issue of leases is saying, why are departments, or why is the department leasing, and so on. He's asked a very important question. But there's another flip side of the coin, where existing leases, would it be possible that then when these are transferred over to the Department of Defense to enter into renegotiations, because there was a feeling at the time that the amounts that were they were paying for those leases were exorbitant. Is that at all a possibility? Because on the one hand, there's an issue of moving out of private sector land and moving into state buildings. On the other, there are leases into which I think were locked for a couple of years. Would it be possible then to enter into renegotiations there? Thank you.
Thank you, Reverend Nkwankwa. Honorable Mustafa.
Thank you very much, Chair. Maybe just out of interest, Minister Modise speaks about corruption that has been identified in the 1 mil project. And some companies have been fingered in the same process. My question is, what is the role of those companies currently? Are they still providing service, or are we considering taking action against them, including blacklisting them on the company database? Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Roma Tafa, Robert Kaiso. Anything from your side? Kaiso? Robert Kaiso?
I'm fine, Chair.
Okay. Arab Sheikh Imam. Arab Sheikh Imam. Arab Lenzana.
No, thanks, Chair. I'm fine for now.
Okay, thank you.
I'm also fine, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Let me come.
I'm also fine, Chair.
Okay, Honorable Tobias, I had the first round, so that's why I was coming back for the second. I didn't see that you are even in, because you didn't indicate you are in. I'd ask questions that were coming. I was coming in for the second round.
So I've been struggling, Chair. I don't know what's wrong with the network.
Yeah. Okay. But I'm sure you don't have anything to raise. Honorable Tobias?
No, Chair. I missed most of the presentation.
Okay. Thank you. Let me come in. Let me start by thanking ministers, Minister Modise and ministers, together, Deputy Minister Masondo, for coming in and their input, and also the team from SNDF, led by the Secretary Gamete, and the General Summit presentation. a few things for me. In a department like Public Works, which deals a lot of infrastructure, but in government, honorable ministers, what we have seen is that one of the of our biggest problem is the death and non-existent of project management skills. Right? And as a result, you find that a lot of projects, they start, they don't finish. When they finish out of budget and so on and so forth. I just wanted to check both from the Minister of Public Works and the Minister of of Defense, since there be a lot of these infrastructure projects in defense. Are we happy with the management skills and contract management skills that we have in the departments? If not, what are we doing to try and enhance and make sure that these skills will forever be needed are there in our departments? And then just to say to, I heard two ministers talking about they are going to be meeting and so on. And if they don't meet, some of these of these projects are not going to progress. And come the end of the year, you find that you have got money which must come back to the to treasure. So I would urge that meeting should take place yesterday, so that everything that needs your approval is being done as quickly as you possibly can. My take on the transfers from Public Works to DOD, so that we don't create crisis when we're trying to solve another problem, is that those things, the transfers should be done at the scale and pace that DOD can afford. So everybody who's involved should be happy that if we give you this work, you are going to be able to do it. But I just wanted to check with Public Works and infrastructure, like talking about the capacity. The work that they do, is it the department itself doing that work, or it goes out and appoints companies to do that work? If it's the latter, I take it that DOD can also do that. But our main motivation from our side to push for this devolution is understanding that SNDF does have that capacity. You remember, ministers, that when we had the problem of the Val Dam, the question of SNDF was that SNDF must go and deal with this. And the rural bridges in KZN and the Eastern Cape, again, they've been given to the SNDF. So the assumption that one is making here is that there's enough skill at the department to deal with these things. If not, they are going to boost. It may not be enough, but we may want to increase the skill that we are having to deal with these types of projects. The projects that are being communist, just want to check, does that not create a problem of accountability? Where does the buck stop? We had a list of the projects that have been transferred, but what was lacking in those projects is to be told that this project is has progressed up to 20%, 50%, 75%, it will be finished by such and such a time. I would just request that we have that information, not necessarily here, if you can just go and work out that these projects on the pipeline which have been transferred, and these are the time frames that are going to be finished and where they are at the moment. Right. Yeah, I think that question that I was asking about transferring projects coming to SNDF, that are they going to be outsourced from their side? and what's going to be the role of DPSA. I see everybody. In fact, this worries me that everybody takes his or her project to DPSA. And what I know DPSA does, they'll be charging you some commission, and then DPSA goes out and source companies which are going to do that. They don't do it themselves. So my question, why don't you do it yourselves? Yeah, that's I'll allow the Minister SNDF to Minister of Defence to come in first, or and the Minister of Public Works and Infrastructure. But if they prefer to come after everybody else or their team has responded, I leave that to your hands. Minister of Defense.
Thank you, Chair. I also have a crazy network here. Yes, the meeting must happen as of yesterday, Chair. We will make sure that that meeting happens. Because part of the discussion around the development of funds and functions was that, for instance, simple things like rates and taxes were paid. The money was an item in the budget year public works, but then defense would be flagged for not paying rates and taxes, and electricity would be cut and da-da-da-da-da. And that was one of the functions that defense said, but we can manage that and we can pay faster and we will not be embarrassed. So the others, yes, we will take them as per the ability and the pace of defense. One member asked us whether if we take away all this project management, whatever. No, the truth of the matter is that in any defense force, when you become an OC, an officer commanding, a camp commander in our lingo, you would then at least be expected to have some people and things management. So that you can handle things and you can handle people. And that we are now saying is not enough. You must add the financial training for people who are graduating into positions of leadership, whether they are in uniform or in the private. But also remember, Chair, that in 1994, deliberately, one of the things we were fighting for was the civilian secretariat, because we had said we don't want funds misused by the military, but we also don't want equipment being used on our own civilians. And therefore, the reason why we would insist, some of us, that all the logistics starting from the base upwards must be trained into financial capabilities is so that they just don't take decisions to buy even when it is outside their powers and their financial delegations. I have been assured that there is a program that will be now done. My problem is it is done at the military academy, and it should actually start at the formative, because you need to start harnessing the potential skills of finance people right from the onset and training them and making sure that you do the right thing. One of the things that is not happening is that the financial decisions are taken at points where they should not. And the finance, which falls under the civilian secretariat, is often informed. Now, I have a problem with being informed after the fact when a financial decision was serious ramifications, bad audits, we are being flagged for financial delinquency and so on, because the decisions are not processed and taken at the right level. So we're trying to remedy that, but that is the one thing that is tough. One member said, will we be able to still do the emergencies when disasters happen? In fact, members will remember that we have never been able to do the defense review 2015. It is part of my responsibility to go back into it and before we go to elections, come up with a doable structure And that doable structure says that we must always be able to deal with disasters into the future as defense. And therefore, we might in fact be able to say we are more than capable of dealing with what is meant as defense outright and what is not. Will we be able to defend the country? By no doubt, Chairperson, ask the UN, ask anybody. We've got the best fighters in the world, not just in Africa. There we have no problem. Are we able to maintain? That is another point that is on my table. Why should we rely 100% on AMSCO to maintain each and every piece of equipment? So we're saying that within the base, you must have a maintenance, simple maintenance. And then at a level of the arm of service, you must have a maintenance group that can do certain things which are not necessarily about overhauling and whole equipment or instrument. So looking at that, we don't think that South Africans should not sleep well, that when we do this, we build bridges, we maintain, no. I want to assure you that one thing that is impressive about this defense force is that every soldier that you meet, unranked, even the ones who are in the, who have now gone into the reserve forces, has a skill other than just fighting. This defense has produced electricians, it has produced these ones who fix taps and toilets, they have produced. So on skills, I think if a member of the defense leaves, they must be able to eat because they have a secondary skill that they have been given. But that skill also works. I have seen the iron wax produced by the young women in defense. You would not want to go and buy there if you have seen what they produce or if you have seen the kind of furniture that they can produce. And that is why they cannot just be concentrating on the wax. They will always, always remember that in the first instance, they are soldiers and theirs is to defend life, limb, and constitution. So, Chair, I think I want to leave it at that. Or on the issue of the development bank. The development bank goes out and sources out companies that they use. And our only little quarrel is that the one company that we are disagreeing on is that one that was flagged. Otherwise, the work that was done with and under the umbrella of the DBSA at One Mail was excellent. It has come to a grind and it is a problem. Now, until we resolve that issue, or it may have been resolved, I will ask Chief Sempi, has not given me the responses. We will be stuck because I am not sure that we want to have a partner on the premises of One Mail that has corrupted people and given out brands. That's my only quarrel with that. But as soon as possible, we need to do that. We are also talking with the Department of Health around the issues of One Mail. And it is worrisome, but we will try and put some fuel into that so that we can get this matter resolved. Chair, I think what I have not responded to, the department is around, they can respond. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Minister. Generals, can you please come in?
Thank you very much, Chair, and thank you, Ministers. I will ask General Nyangayinisa to take us through some of the areas that the Minister did not cover.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Thank you, members of the committee. I am Major General Nyangasia, GOC of the Defence Works Foundation. So I will talk to the capacitation of the DOD. In this case, we are talking about the Defence Works Foundation. Are we capacitated to handle the functions that are being transferred transferred to the DOD. We do have a unit or a section, a professional section within the Defense Works Formation. That is the professional section, which is composed of all the specialties in the built environment. That within that section, we've got two professionals that can sign off. That is any work that has been done in terms of construction or architectural work that needs to be signed off. We've got a team of artisans, skillful artisans that are qualified with red seal that are placed within all the projects that we are executing as in DOD. In this case, we are talking about the Defense Works Formation. So for us to manage all those projects, we are in a process of doing this. And some of these technicians from the Defense Works Formation are mentored in projects that are executed by Public Works and DVSA at the same time. And some of the projects that they are placed on are projects that are belonging to the DOD. That is one part about capacitation. The next question was about what has happened in the past 2 years since the oversight visit at One Wing Three Hospital. The projects have been put on hold. We were awaiting the report, the Abacus forensic report that was published. There were findings and recommendations. From the side of the DOD, we have acted in terms of consequence management, whereby some of our members were found to be on the wrong side of the law. We have acted on those members. It is upon the consultancy, that is the company itself, to deal with its members that were on the wrong side of the law. However, the DOD have handed over the project to DPSA, to be managed by DPSA. All the planning work for the project have been completed. We are awaiting the unfortunate part, the project is not funded. When the project can be funded, we can start with the project and execute and complete the hospital. And for us to complete the hospital, it will take the construction company to complete the hospital 29 months to complete it. If we want to fast track it, that will be fast track, but with additional funding. In terms of proper project management within the DOD and co-managing of projects, that is with Public Works, the DOD has proven itself in delivering some of the projects that we co-manage with DPWI. A project in mind is the 7th Medical Battalion, which we refurbished and we co-manage with the contractor and DPSA. That project, our project managers were on site. Currently, there is also the project of refurbishing of the SADC, the SADC project, which is also managed by our construction managers. I will hand over to General Kekana to carry on with the rest of the questions, specifically the fuel depot and the rest.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Chair, members of the committee, and the honorable ministers. I will fill in where we have answers in terms of where the general analysis here and the minister could not give the input. I'll be talking to the first one. In terms of the GCs, as the DOD, we have developed a lease reduction plan, which we are busy implementing. Up to date, there's over 5 GCs that we have terminated, and the DOD has migrated or has relocated back to the state-owned facilities, which our own defensive submission managed to refurbish for us to enable us to end up terminating those leases. And in terms of when we take over the possibility of renegotiating the existing leases, that is the objective. Hence, we said the leases that we find them to be clearly sound, we'll take them. Those ones that we feel that they are not addressing the needs of the DOD, between ourselves and the DPW, we will engage the landlord in terms until such time that the requirement meets our expectations. On the reprioritization criteria, we have a committee that in the DOD that is represented by all the stakeholders. The logistic division as the functional authority of the infrastructure in the DOD, we have other services that are coming in, and they are providing us with the information in terms of what is it that they see for them as a priority that we must put forward in terms of refurbishment or in terms of construction. It is not the locations division only. It includes several members who are also giving their input in terms of making sure that the priorities are correctly put in place. And they are also presented at the highest body of the DOD in terms of the PDSC for approval, where our SecDef and the chief are sitting as the chairperson with the services and divisions also participating to say, yes, these are the priorities that we require. That is the process that we are following. We normally do those priorities in November for the following financial year so that we can be able to do proper financial allocation, if there's any. And then in terms of the sinkholes that are not registered as projects in Tabatwane, it is true that the individual sinkholes are not registered as projects in Tabatwane, but in our presentation, we have indicated that we are busy with the upgrade of water and the sewer lines, which are part thereof trying to avoid the creation of sinkholes. And then as we are doing those upgrades of the health services in Tabatwane, it includes rehabilitation of those sinkholes that are emerging. I think from what I've got, I'll end the second.
And thank you, Chair. There was also a question about the cost, the total cost of this project that we have taken, and they are about 2.6 billion rand. and not all of them are funded. So we will prioritize as we go along, but they will cost about 2.6 billion. And then the in some of the responses, we will especially the estimated finishing date of each project, we will have to go back and look at those projects so that we submit accurate information on the planned completion date, Chair. I think we have answered all of them. And where we haven't been able to answer, we can provide, but General Ramaswamy would like to also say something. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Chairperson and honorable members, apologies, I just stepped out for other reasons, but I hope I will not repeat what my colleagues have said. There was a question around the issue of the depot, the burning part at Waterloo, with regards to the fuel. May I submit the fact that yes, indeed, we have had a problem in that area. And what has since happened is the fact that we had to reduce the quantities of fuel. That is all that has happened in that environment, given the fact that the other part that has been affected was an area that we would require some funding in order for us to begin to increase the capacity. But as far as it stands for now, what we have just done in that area was simply to reduce the quantities in terms of that. There is also another question that was asked. I think it was in relation to the single roads. Oh yeah, I'm told that the question has been answered already. And on those basis, Chair, I think that should be the only one that so far the colleagues are indicating to me has not been dealt with. Thank you, Chair. If there's any other thing, we will during the follow-up questions, if there's any, we will listen and then we'll be able to take that those. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Can I check National Treasury colleagues, the National Treasury colleagues on the platform? Do you have any take? National Treasury?
Good morning, Chair.
Yes. Okay. Yes, yes.
No input from Treasury for now. Thank you.
Thank you. Minister Zikalala, any word from your side?
No, thanks, Chair. I'm sure our team will deal with technical questions, but let me deal with few issues. The first one is the capacity, why the department has been struggling. I think it is a matter of fact that there's been a problem with the Department of Public Works for years. And we have been analyzing that problem since our assignment here or deployment. We are resolving that because the first problem is that the department has been outsourcing a lot without building internal capacity. We are building the capacity internally in terms of project management and execution. There are a number of interventions that are already unfolding. We also want to confirm that there are functions that have been devolved to some departments. Those are about maintenance, which include day-to-day maintenance. I think though that has been devolved to departments. There are issues that are of concern where some departments will want us to devolve powers on issues that are not of their mandate, core function or mandate. Now that gives a problem, and that's why we've always opted to meet and engage on those issues. We have met, for instance, with Minister of Justice and the team from their side. All of their projects, we have been able to say, this is the priority list that you want us to fulfill this financial year. This will be done by this time and develop a clear plan. We have met with Minister of Police as well, and we will try to meet the Minister of Defense so that we'll be able to say, these are projects that you must implement. We agree that they want to implement for themselves. And if there are projects that they want us to continue implementing, we will then implement. That includes, that meeting is so necessary because there are also there are issues where we are working together, such as Welly Sizwe bridges, and we need to look on the capacity because that is affecting us. And that's why we will want this meeting, we'll request this meeting to take place soon so that we address all of those issues. I think I will stop there and request that the DG and the team engage with other questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Minister.
Chairperson?
Yes, madam. Yes, madam.
Yes. Good morning, Chairperson and honorable ministers on the platform and honorable members of the committee. The minister has already addressed the issue about project implementation challenges that the department has been experiencing over the years. The challenge,
Ms. Makuren, our first preference is that your video be on. Not unless you've got connectivity problem.
Yes. Unfortunately, we have a terrible bandwidth with load shedding on our side. Thank you.
Please proceed.
May I proceed, Chair? Thank you. So the challenges with project implementation, like the minister has said, has morphed over a period of time. The issue of us outsourcing, we do appoint consultants and then we appoint contractors. Even though the introduction of the CIDB was supposed to somehow mitigate the risk of poor performance by contractors, we have found that that problem still exists. Some struggle with finance, and then lately the bigger problem is the construction mafia. And I don't think any department is spared from that. It would not matter which department is implementing, and those are the type of issues that they would also encounter on site, without excusing perhaps poor performance by officials, which is also something that as a department we're dealing with. There was also a question or a comment by the use of DBSA. Our position as Public Works is that where DBSA is concerned, we look at it as one of government's capabilities to implement projects alongside IDT, alongside ESA, as one of those implementing agents that we can use. The DBSA is very strong with procurement, Chairperson. They procure much faster than ourselves as Department of Public Works, maybe than many departments actually. But where they also struggle is where we also struggle when it comes to the actual project management of when the projects are now running. But we use them as well as the department, and we encourage departments to do so because it's also, we have a huge pipeline of projects in the country, and the more we use implementing agents and we spread that implementation pipeline, that means then we are able to deliver infrastructure faster. So we are for the DBSA and IDT and ESA as the Department of Public Works. Chairperson, I think maybe before I hand over to my colleagues, I just want to agree with Minister Modise when it comes to the capability of Department of Defense in implementing its own project. We also support that. We agree, we understand that the defense is one of those departments that are supposed to be fully self-sufficient. Therefore, they do have their own implementation capability. And that is why, as a department, we did not resist this change, and we are working with them in order for this project to be fully realized. And whenever there are challenges, we are happy to sit down with the Department of Defense and engage and share and compare notes as and when we go. The issue of leases, I do agree with the honorable member that raised the issue of leases. we should not, as a government, be leasing our facilities, especially for the security cluster. We do have an instruction from Cabinet, actually, to make sure that all security cluster departments are moved away from leases. However, when we are required of accommodation, not all the time do we have a government facility available at the time or on demand when the particular facility is required. Hence, we started leasing. But it is true what General Kekana is saying. We are working on a program to reduce leases one by one. You would have heard that we also purchased a huge campus for SAPS so that it's owned by government. And as and when we go, there are certain strategies that we are employing as a department. One big one is the refurbish, operate and transfer. And I think defense will, in the first phase, defense is one of the beneficiaries of such a program where we're going to involve the private sector just to refurbish our buildings. And then we start putting, we'll start with the security cluster to put them in. The devolution of functions in the Department of Public Works falls under the branch called Real Estate Management Services that is headed by Ms. Sasa Subin. She was unable to join with her phone, with her computer. So she joined with the CFO, Mr. Mandla Sithole, if they can open and comment on other questions that we may have missed between myself and the minister. Thank you so much, Chairperson, for the opportunity. Sasa?
Thank you very much, Acting GD. Honourable Chairperson, honourable members, honourable ministers on the platform and colleagues. Yes, I think our minister has covered in the main, and the Minister of Defence, on the aspects going forward and how we'll be dealing and taking the devolution forward once that agreement will is reached. The task teams that are already in place will get into full execution mode, and we'll develop a project plan accordingly. I think there's one aspect, though, that needs to be clarified. I think a few members have raised that the issue of the budget. Now, since 2001, the infrastructure budget has been devolved to user departments, and that includes the Department of Defense. At this particular stage, we are sitting with only budgets for committed projects that are on stages 5 and 7 in terms of the allocation for 23-24. We have an allocation of just over 124 million for 18 projects, but I believe yesterday a reallocation meeting was held and that budget is increased a little bit more. The expenditure as of the 31st of August is sitting at 72 million, which is at 58%, which means that we're moving well on that. So that's a little bit of good news. However, I think it's incumbent to also note that in terms of the user charges that we generate from the Department of Defense for maintenance and also for the rates and taxes, at this particular stage, we should be generating in the region of 3.4 billion. But at this stage, we're just generating 1.2 billion, and that is a concern. There were meetings that we've held with the CFO, with National Treasury, where we've raised our concerns in this regard. And we'll have to take that forward because obviously in terms of our base and our financial base, this will have to be looked at critically going forward. I've indicated the nature of the maintenance backlog, and that's one of the reasons that some of the facilities are also sitting in a state of disrepair, and we've heard that, you know, going forward, the plans that would have to be put in place for that and would have to be aligned appropriately with the relevant budgets linked to what comes through in the defense user AMP and custodian AMP and with engagements with National Treasury going forward. So in terms of that, I'll pause there. Thank you very much.
Okay, do I take it that you are the last one?
Yes, thank you, Chairperson. Over to you.
Thank you, thank you. Before we conclude, just a few things. The question of capacity keeps on coming up. Let me say, starting with SNDF as to whether they will be up to the challenge of dealing with the projects which are being devolved to them. I think as a committee, we request you just to give us comfort in writing. These types of schemes we're having, we've got this capacity and so on, and therefore we'll be able to deal with this type of a project. That's one. Two, public works, I don't know whether you do have a template of some sort to say, before you can consider that devolution of a particular job, one must meet this criteria. So that it's not all the time that somebody talks about devolution, you must come and so on. It'd be very clear that there are these requirements before we can even consider it. Because there are benefits in some departments dealing with the things that they are doing themselves, and they've got capacity to do that. So let's if you could just develop that template for everybody who's considering that. Then lastly, defense. The elephant in the room these days are the potholes all over. I just want to check, Oral Minister Defense, that have you been approached as a department whether you can start assisting in this regard? Minister.
Flano, I was laughing when you mentioned potholes. I think General Ramaswamy will advise us, but we are always willing when we have the resources to be placed at the services of this nation.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chair. We will consider it. I'll take it to the powers that be in uniform.
Hey, thank you. Gerald, do you want to come in?
Yeah, Chairperson, thanks a lot. I wanted to say that we have not been approached to assist in terms of the repair of potholes. But like the minister, apologies. I was saying that we have not been approached in terms of fixing the potholes. But like the minister said, should we be approached, the resources that we have, information, and everything else that we have, is a matter of considering what it is that is required. As honorable members will know, the engineers are all over the country, and when they are requested, be it a disaster, whatever challenges that our people might be having, we are available and at their disposal. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you so much. Thinking aloud, I think some of the municipalities, if they could start approaching you. In any case, some have got budgets, and come the end of the year, they haven't used the budget, not because there is no money, but because there's just no capacity to deal with this thing. So, and we are quite aware that for you to be able to perform that service, you must be supported by budget. It's an area that Oral Minister, you may want to consider to start somewhere and start assisting. They, as I'm telling you, some of these municipalities, metros especially, they've got money, they don't use, come the end of the year, it's back to treasury. But thank you very much. I think we're at the stage where I must thank Minister of Defense, Honorable Thandimo Dise, Minister of Public Works and Infrastructure, Honorable the acting secretary, Ms. Gamede, and your team, the team from Public Works, the team from National Treasury, and of course, other members for interacting with the department. Thank you very much. Indeed, this is a process. Hey, we're still going to interact until we say that some of these things are done, closed, so that we can move to other things. We know very well that the capacity of SANDF it's huge to do a number of things, and soldiers in barracks, I don't like them. They're good out there, especially people, soldiers, interacting with the things that affect people. But with those words, thank you very much. We are finished with this agenda item. You are excused. You can leave us. But again, if you want to remain with the committee, you are still welcome. Thank you very much.
Siyabonga, Chair. Goodbye.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you. Permit. Right. After this, Mawane, we are dealing with the minutes. I'm just trying to check the date of the minutes. What's the date of those minutes?
The 13th.
Yeah, 13th of
September.
Yeah. Honorable members, there were minutes which were circulated of the minutes of the 13th of August. Do I have a mover for the adoption?
Yes, Chair, I move Mlenzana.
Mlenzana moves.
Kaiso second.
Honorable Kaiso second. The minutes are duly adopted. Thank you, honorable members. Mashile, any announcement?
Yes, Chair. This was the last minute for the last meeting for the term. We don't have any meeting scheduled for next week. The second one under correspondence, we received correspondence from the DPWI in relation to the responses to questions that were raised in the meeting that was held on the 17th of May with the department. The letters and the responses will be distributed immediately hereafter. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Let's also welcome Darren Beck from the Rugby World Cup. Did you bring back the trophy, Darren? Darren?
No, we won.
we did.
Unfortunately, not the person. Unfortunately, not at this time.
Who took number one? And where did we sit?
New Zealand took number one, and we came fourth.
Oh, okay. No, thank you for participating.
Can I think please practice the haka so that we can win? You must practice the haka.
Did you hear that, Darren?
Yes, sir. I heard that one.
That. I think we lost. Let's also wish the Springboks. They are playing on Saturday. They are playing Ireland. Ireland is ranked number one in the world. Let's wish Rasi Boys all of the best, because we want that trophy back home.
Shall we have the best scrums there?
Yeah. Right.
Best scrums.
We do, eh? Yeah, they must deliver. They must deliver. And then, honorable members, as Mashido was saying, this is our last meeting in this term. And I just want to take this opportunity to thank everyone who has been part of the committee during this term. Yourselves, honorable members, our support staff, the members of the media, our communications, and so on and so forth. Thank you very much. As you know, the next term is going to be very hectic. Eh? remember, we're dealing with MTBS. So once we start there, we never end until the, we never finish until the end of the year. So we need to prepare ourselves for that. But the management committee will be working on the program for next term, which we'll share with you, honorable members. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you. We appreciate your leadership you. And that of the week. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Long live.
Thanks.